That was I Found You by Alabama Shakes. Before that, you were listening to Old Friends by Pine Grove as Angela's selection, Rush by Troy Sivan as Annika's selection, and Multi-Love by Unknown Mortal Orchestra as Nacy's selection. If you're just tuning in, this is Time Warp, and today we have a special episode with Angela and Annika. You are listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we've been talking about our summer lessons, and we have one very important person left to discuss. Angela's three lessons are: one, it's important to reconnect with old friends; two, I learned to love art again in the way I did as a child; and three, she learned to surrender to her surroundings. Angela, care to elaborate on what these mean?
I'm glad you think I'm important, first of all. That's all I got. Anyways, well, I feel like because I was in the city, it was, and I grew up in New Jersey, a lot of my high school friends were also there, and just a lot of people I've met in life were there, and so I feel like reconnecting with them was really healing, sometimes grounding, but also like the saying where it's like, your parents stand in place so their children know, like how far they've come or whatever. Oh. But I feel like old friends can also do that, because they also feel like they remind me of like where you were and where you are now. Yeah, there's a lot of art in New York. I saw a short film in the Whitney.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Do you guys watch it?
No.
Oh.
It's called Mommy by Maggie Lee. You guys have to. It's like almost an hour. But it's really good. It's really good. And it made me like feel so passionate about art and want to like return to it. And I will this semester.
That's so beautiful when like a piece of art can do that for you.
Little did I know. And another piece in that same exhibition was called Inheritance. Oh, no. Yeah, I think it was Inheritances. And then surrendering to my surroundings. I don't know. I think more just literally like taking advantage of the things that are around you while you're in the place you are, even if it seems like you're always going to be in that place, you aren't. So that's how I felt. And I feel like that's also an intention for the semester. I don't think I've really taken advantage of Somerville and Boston and the greater Boston area as much as I could have and as much as I wanted to so far in my 3 years here, 3 years in one summer. So I want to do that. And also I think in a more abstract way, surrendering to your surroundings means for me like being in the moment and taking in what the moment offers and making the most of it, which is cliche, but it's true.
Do you feel like you want to carry that into the next semester?
Yes. This is the last one because it's also an intention, a continued intention.
What a perfect segue.
Whoa, so true.
Okay, so we are on for the next hour, which is super exciting, and we're going to have an additional special guest, dun dun dun. But we're sorry.
That was beautiful.
Well,
thank you.
Angela gave us the perfect introduction to our next segment.
Truly.
What is the next segment?
The next segment is our
wow, we know someone's present.
Post summer intentions. Post-summer. What's next for us? Who knows? Each of us can tell you a little bit about that, I guess.
Do you want to go first, Nacy?
No.
Okay.
We'll just get your song first.
And you can listen to it now. This is Home by Caribou.
Just what she pleases, 'cause she's happy on her own. And she picks up all the pieces. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Seems so easy. Does she made it on her own. There's so much she can teach me. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
sunlight dripping, it touches my skin. All the shapes and colors I'm swimming in. The summer's finally here, orange trees are smiling. I've got my eyes to the sky, the day is calling. Couldn't wipe the grin off of my sense of purpose today. I'm a little nervous, but sometimes you gotta find that sense of mission for yourself. No one around to tell me what not to do, no one to motivate
Halo by Alice Phoebe Liu. Before that, you were listening to Angel by Nice as the F word. And I don't know about
you can
the. Oh, okay. Nice as fuck. And then before that was Right Back Where We Started by Maxine Nightingale and Home by Caribou. So now we're talking about our upcoming intentions for the fall. And the song that I just picked, Halo, I feel like lyrically very much aligns with the intentions that I'm trying to put forth in the fall, which is very much about like self-prioritization. Or there's like one line where she's like, oh, I spend a lot of time taking care of other people, but if I just put that care in myself, like how easy it would be. And I think I can be kind of selfish sometimes, but like just not for the right reasons. Or like I could have better self priority or like self care, so I want to like try to do that more in the fall.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo woo. Guys, everyone else needs to share so it's not weird.
It's never Angela. Weird.
What do you mean? You didn't share either.
It's your turn. We're going backwards.
Oh, okay. I chose a song, I think, for the, pardon me, vibes.
Uh-huh.
Redacted.
And I think this is the kind of energy I hope to channel into the year, especially because I've been recently being a little bit pessimistic about, or not pessimistic, just a little bit isolationist about my intentions this year, but I don't want to stay isolationist. I still want to see my friends, and I still do want to meet new people, even though I don't feel like it.
Angela's all on that SMFA friend making grind.
Oh no! So. Oh, I don't know about that. Listening let's not stress to too much.
SMFA, be friends with Angie.
It's yeah, true. Hit it's her so up easy. At Angie Art 101.
Exactly.
I have really positive experience.
Literally two references. Right now.
If you're liking what you're hard hearing right now,
oh my god, I'm full of that.
Give that like button a smash.
Oh my god,
the type A creative you need in your life.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what was the vibe of the what? Song of Angel?
It was fun.
Oh, it's it was fun. Like,
okay, yeah, I'm not gonna sing it. I'm not gonna. It was like bouncy. It was groovy. Mm. It was lit. It was fun. Happy
lit party.
Okay, enough about me, guys. Annika, or is it Nacy?
It's Annika.
I chose that song because it's real. We're right back to where we started from. Thank you, Maxine.
I'd like to thank Maxine
at this moment. Yeah.
I feel like what we're all thinking.
It's been a while since I've been a real student. Not sure if anybody can relate. Not just this summer, but I haven't been a student at Tufts since last fall. So it's kind of weird. It's been a year since I've done that, I guess. So I'm back. We're so back.
If you've been abroad, hit that DJ chat up. Yeah. Also, you know what's so crazy? Today I went to the SMFA and I saw Charles, our old drawing professor.
What? That you was, did?
Yeah, I didn't like see him face to face, but I saw him in the building.
You saw the hat.
He this professor soft launched his retirement and moved to Florida last semester. But then decided he didn't like it and came back.
Is you think that that's what really happened?
No, I asked him before he left because he was if I come to realize that like the community is not my crowd of people, I'm gonna come back.
I guess it wasn't his crowd of people.
I think he missed his family.
Good thing he knew.
Yeah. Shout out Charles.
So right back. True.
right back to where we started.
Literally, life is a circle, guys.
Yeah. It's true. It's like when people go so left, they're like right wing conservative.
Yeah, it's like the horseshoe of like
of everything. Life is a horseshoe.
Life is a horseshoe.
It's true.
I'm not gonna say.
You want to ride the horseshoe?
Some positive vibes into the fall.
Wow. We're speaking on air right now. Okay, so our guest just entered.
Just joining us is the Brayden Wong.
From Hello, guys. Hey, guys.
All the way from San Francisco,
California.
Logan International Airport.
To Somerville, Massachusetts. Now Medford.
WMFO studio right
all
now.
All up in this beat.
It's literally our whole house right now. Everyone we live with
except
for
one of them who decided to leave us, so we can't name this person.
She should not be named.
No, we still love her though.
Exactly.
New York right now. I'm not sure.
I think New York.
New York.
Yes.
Shout out New York.
And before we get back to
I was helping. Oh, I didn't realize Annika was doing like a
shout out New York.
That's your shout out. I was like, I want to support the movement.
Hey, is it okay if I do a little test for a second?
Sure. Angela's just so game for anything.
Yeah, guys, I'm so down.
Do you guys want to talk about some very special fruits as Nacy is getting started here?
We'd love to. We're going to do this one.
With some background ambient music.
If you weren't here, we did fresh fruits last hour. This hour we're focusing on dried fruits. Like, you know, the normal progression of fruits goes from fresh to dried.
It's sort of a horseshoe,
if you will. Here goes. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruits.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
So true. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
And that was also a great test of our turntable system.
Hey guys, it works.
Did you just turn us out? What happened?
No, it was back, it was in the background.
You just heard so ambient.
You just heard a little Chet Atkins. It sounded great.
It was so whimsical. I loved it.
It really added to your presentation.
Casey, what was on?
It was Chet Atkins, class guitar, first song, Yellow Bird.
Wow, impressive.
And now we know.
He's a nut if I've ever heard of
him. And we'll certainly be trying to do some vinyl shows here on WMFO this semester, so.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, we'll let Brayden add some songs to the playlist, think about his lessons, and before that, you'll hear some more songs. This is Supernova by Sunny Colon.
shit like me, you ain't leaving. Welcome to my island. See the palm trees waving the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me, you ain't leaving. Watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend, girl. Forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. 'Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Oh,
You just heard Clarity Sample Plug MB by 609 Frito. Before that was Welcome to My Ellen by Caroline Polachek, 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear, and Supernova by Suni Cologne. So welcome, Brayden.
Hey.
Yay!
So what's up?
How do you feel?
Feel great. Feel so rushed and dazed and confused. I'm just whisked from place to place.
Well, that's just what we want on Time Warp. Yeah, that's just what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Time has been warped.
You're just booked and busy.
Planes are such a time warp.
Literally.
Oh, you traveled forward in time.
I did.
Whoa. Whoa. Guys,
you lost 3 hours of your day.
Yeah, I'm living in the past right now, in my mind.
Aren't we all?
Were you? Did you gain 3 hours?
No. I lost
No,
three
you
hours.
Lost 3 hours.
Yeah, he lost
I was
three
right
hours.
First.
Oh,
that's so upsetting.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for real. Yeah.
So tell us, what did you learn this summer?
What did I learn this summer? Like, such a good question.
3 things.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to answer.
You can do one. One first.
Learning to advocate for myself and be proactive.
Proactive.
And just, like... That's not expect things to come to me and having to go out and get them.
That's a good lesson. How did this manifest?
Oh, you know, job search. Which did not happen.
Is it happening now?
Okay, no.
Now it's a bit early now.
Now it's a bit. Now the time has passed. Now I'm just like burnt out from it and I'm
or
just
maybe
so
it's
sad.
Just right.
I feel like now you're just like in an early stage again, which is good.
Yeah, like you're early, so that's the
problem. Yeah.
Yeah, you learn your lesson.
Self-advocacy is so hard, though. Especially as a young person with, like, not as much experience.
Mm-hmm.
What does clarity mean to you, Brayden?
Clarity. I'm just trying to find clarity. That's the goal. That's the intention.
But in a chill way.
In a chill way.
Because the song is so chill.
It was super chill.
Because I'm just such... We're such chillers. I'm so nonchalant.
So embarrassed.
No, here's a mic.
Oh.
Keep going.
I'm good, I'm good.
Well, it's great to have you back, Brayden.
Yay.
And it's great to have first-time guests on the show, Angela and Brayden.
Whoa, Diarrhea Disco
from Diarrhea Disco.
Diarrhea Disco X.
Whoa.
First time,
it is what it
certainly
is.
Not the last time.
Sessions of a freak.
Yo.
Whoa.
It's
we're confessing, we're diarrhea-ing, we're time-warping.
So many things we did, though. Except for diet. We're discoing, though.
It's the freak disco of time.
Yes.
You know?
Continuing on that theme, up next is an epic collab between Lady Gaga, Charlie XCX, and A.G. Cook.
Whoa.
Yeah, and after we play some music, we're going to decide which of our shows is which of these musicians in this collab.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned.
This is 911.
Ooh, what? wait.
I'm trying to find me. I'm trying. and I'll cry like I'm a waterfall and pour it out like alcohol. Would you raise your hands and catch it all? Turn it to a swimming pool. My blood is filled with cortisol and I'm feeling like I'm flammable. I could do something so radical.
Einbrecher.
München, Stuttgart, ich weiß nicht, wo ich bin. Köln, Hamburg, wieder in Berlin. München, Stuttgart, ich weiß nicht, wo ich bin.
Let's go. He ain't gotta tell me what to do. I
my back. He tapped me on my shoulders and said, yeah, I like that. This pussy don't purr, this pussy it bite back. And that whoop so good, I sound like it's hype, man. Now that whoop got me doing all the nasty things I said I wouldn't do. We can do it in a car, we can take it to the room. Put a penny to the side, watch a movie and make it two. We just finished number one, but I'm ready for round. I don't really talk like this, I know. But this nigga got a real big whoop to shout. Said he wanna take it to the room, let's go. He ain't gotta tell me what to do, I know. I don't really talk like this, I know. But this nigga got a real big whoop to shout. Said he wanna take it to the room, let's go. He ain't gotta tell me what to do, I know.
All she needed was some.
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 All she needed was some. All she needed was some.
At a Clippers game on the court side, watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
Go home, Roger.
Seeing some mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah. Hits on my list, check my archive. I'm something so immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac, two Charlie Murphys and Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where are they from? Where are they from? We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there, say song? Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, my house.
All she needed was some.
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 All she needed was some. All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
I want you to surrender. I want you to surrender.
That was Happy by Yeji. Before you heard The Worst Guys by Childish Gambino with Chance the Rapper, Pussy Popping by Rico Nasty. What's, how do you say it?
Frisenyong.
Frisenyong by Ski Agu. So true. And 911 by Charlie XCX, AG Cook, and Lady Gaga.
Oh, wait.
So who's one? Which one's who's?
So who's who?
Okay, so I think Diarrhea Disco is Charlie XCX. AG Cook is Confessions of a Freak, leaving Nacy and I with Lady Gaga. Not that we're left with the option.
Yeah, this
but
is
rather
blessed with
blessed,
the honor.
Blessed with the honor, truly. Truly. And this has been Time Warp, a very special last summer episode on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
This is our last show with our beloved Ashley, aka Smashley.
For this fall,
yeah.
I'll be back, guys.
I'll be taking over the show solo. It won't be the same. It won't be the same without you, Ashley.
I'll miss you, Nacy.
I'll miss you too, Ashley. Time Warp will miss you.
Stop.
I wish I could warp time until you're back again.
That was so cute. Oh my god.
Would you like to give our listeners any parting words?
It's been so fun to come to the studio every week. It's been, like, such a grounding place to, like, shout into the void, whoever's listening right now. Thank you, and I love you.
We love you, Ashley.
I love you guys back.
Oh my god, we're getting too mushy.
So
on
mushy.
I know. This
we gotta
is
reel it in.
This is okay. Well,
you want to introduce our last song?
You know what? In the spirit of corniness and embracing corniness, this last song. Yeah, in the spirit of all the things that I am, I guess. This last song is Our House. The demo by Graham Nash and Joni it's the demo by Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell, and I like that they keep all the slip-ups in it because I feel like that makes it more real.
And that's who we are as a house.
That's our house.
And less than a minute until it's September.
Stop! Counting and down the seconds till September with Our House, the demo.
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours.